are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot to talk about. Apparently, German police say 25 people have been hospitalized after eating sandwiches laced with rat poison. We'll talk about those. I don't think they were Euros. I don't know if they were like a corned beef and Swiss, so we'll talk about that because I know a lot of us are about to have lunch. Also, it looks like there's an app, all right, in Iceland that you could download that'll help prevent you from committing incest. Okay? It'll, I guess, keep residents from becoming, I guess, kissing cousins. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this report that says hospitals many times profit from surgical mistakes. All right? We'll see. Again, another story making, you know, the medical community look like bad guys. We'll talk about that, see if there's any truth to that. And then a woman faces life in prison for allegedly severing her husband's penis. Life in prison. You don't get to run around and then make a, you know, well, no, that was actually Bobbitt. That's a whole nother, that was the opposite. But anyway, you're going to jail if that happens. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. You know, some of you guys, you know, your emails and your notes will pop up. We, our website is drdahlia.com. And, some of you will email while I'm on the air, and it looks like it's going to start out as a real deep medical comment, really deep medical question. And then I see the kind of the punchline at the end. You guys are pretty funny. Okay. But, and also please keep it clean, because if I do read them on air, the last thing I could do is get it, you know, make an FCC violation and, by cussing. But I love the humor. I mean, it's kind of been a rough week, you know, with the marathon bombing and the Texas plant explosion, the fertilizer plant exploding, killing 15 people in Texas, injuring multiple others. I'm here. I'm there for you. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia, this is Borden from East Tennessee. I just wanted to comment with all the tragedy going on in the United States today. Just share a little humor for the day. Maybe somebody will smile. Dianne Feinstein, in light of her defeat on the gun ban, is trying to ban high-capacity pressure cookers. So we'll deal with that.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny. Thank you. Some of you guys have been saying they now want to ban duffel bags. They want to ban backpacks, hoodies. I guess, from what I understand, being reported by the LA Times, two suspects in this bombing, they say they've seen on video, right, and hoodies, et cetera. And yesterday was a big, or the other day was a big cluster. They were saying, oh, we have somebody, and they are on their way to the courthouse to be arrested. That didn't make a lot of sense to us. Remember, you know, we're like, wow, they have somebody and they're about to arrest them, and then they're going to take them to the courthouse. And I was like, wait a second here. You know, if you are announcing on the news that you are about to arrest somebody, all right, you know, I mean, can they flee? Or are they in custody and you are now taking them to the courthouse? Why would you announce that? Because then the courthouse is going to be completely inundated with spectators and media, etc. So to me, that didn't make any sense. And then you saw some reports saying federal authorities are denying it, going, no, we don't have them. And then to me, that sounded like leak. So somebody must have leaked something, then got in trouble, and the feds are like, oh, no, we aren't allowed to, you know, we aren't allowed to say what we do have. You know, remember what I said, for days later? So I'm not sure what the heck is going on. I know the FBI was supposed to give a couple conferences, news conferences, yesterday, didn't happen. and they canceled both of them. So something's going on. All right. My worry is whatever they did find, they're trying to present it in the most politically correct manner. And that, I think, is a bunch of baloney. Whoever did it, okay? And just tell us, I don't need this thing sugar-coated. I don't need them prefacing something. I don't, you know, just tell us who did it. So I'm a little bit frustrated with what's been going on the last few days. But from what we are being told, okay, so the information that we are allowed to digest and regurgitate to you all is they do believe they see the two suspects on video footage from a store from across the street. And it sounds like over the last 24 hours, they've been really honing in on these two individuals. But they won't. Everybody's keeping their mouths completely shut. And it's kind of, I think, a little frustrating. And you know, a lot of us, you know, are cooling down a little bit, but some of us, we don't want to stay cool down because we want to fight this puppy. It does look like the Senate did not pass the first, was that the Toomey Mansion, not to me, the Senate bill, you know, the first one for gun control that wasn't supposed to include a registry, et cetera. And so I know President Obama's pretty ticked. A lot of the Democrats are pretty ticked. And I'm just shaking my head at this whole situation because I really think our efforts right now should be how to increase our security, especially just not even just at marathons or at Super Bowl, et cetera. You know, as we talked about yesterday, you know, many of these types of bombings mimic exactly what happens in Israel every day and how on a day-to-day basis they have surveillance and they have that level of suspicion. And mind you, it's a smaller area than what we have. But I think right now our focus should be how to improve our protection. From what I understand, Obama had cut funding for this type of surveillance protection, all right, from what President Bush did. And I think if we're going to be talking about anything right now, it should be how to increase security at our schools, increase security, not disarming the American public. Disarming the American public is the wrong way to go in light of something that this just happened. Protecting the American public and upping security and figure out how to up security should be now our main focus. Whether it happens or not is a whole nother issue. Remember, it's all about politics. All right, so we're going to talk about 25 people who have been hospitalized in Germany after eating sandwiches laced with rat poison. We're also going to be talking about this incest app, just in case some of you need to download it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, April 18th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,398.70. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,434.80, a half ounce for $717.42, or a quarter ounce for $358.71. That's $1,434.80, $717.42, and $358.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It looks like the Hunger Games trailer, Catching Fire, is already out. Ooh, I got to download and watch that. I cannot wait for the next Hunger Games movie. Cannot wait. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. That was one of those movies, Hunger Games, where I remember seeing the preview and I didn't know much about it. You know, you saw the Jennifer Lawrence character, didn't really look that exciting. I didn't know who she was, I just saw, someone with a bow and arrow, and I'm like, are they trying to do another Lord of the Rings? And then, if it wasn't for my patients saying, oh my gosh, I saw it, it was good. Took my husband to see it, the kids, they didn't know much about it, and it was like, whoa. So, that's just one of those movies I'm really excited about. I don't know if I'm that excited about the Superman movie coming out. You know, the Man of Steel movie. I mean, growing up with the Superman movies, Superman was Christopher Reeve. And nobody could ever do Superman like Christopher Reeve. I mean, he was a hunk. And he was so sweet. And his jawline, so sexy. And I mean, he could wear a pair of tights and still look extremely manly. I mean, he could just do it. He could do Superman. So I'm a little worried because the Man of Steel trailer is not that good. So I hope they don't screw this up, because I love having, the later generations enjoy the same things that we enjoyed. Okay, and movies aren't just all about Iron Man. I mean, we had superheroes when we were growing up, and so I just hope they do a good job with that. I really, really do. All right. And then, of course, Hangover 3. Yeah. All right. I'm waiting for Ted 2. I hope they come up with a sequel for Ted. That was my favorite movie last year. So apparently 25 people have been hospitalized in Germany after eating sandwiches laced with rat poison. So far, none of those hospitalized have shown symptoms of illness, but they are being kept under observation as a precautionary measure. I guess the sandwiches and a note saying they were a gift had been left on the doorstep of an auto parts company in the northwestern town of Steinfeld on Tuesday. Not Seinfeld, Steinfeld. Employees helped themselves to the sandwiches. Right? I mean, you know, free food. That's what we do. I mean, the doctor's office, somebody brings us food, we dig in. And then we, you know, you eat and then you ask questions later. But then somebody noticed a strange substance on them. A Berlin laboratory confirmed overnight that the food had been sprinkled with rat poison. They say, we don't believe the amount of poison used would have been deadly, but it could have caused serious illness. Right now, they have no idea who left the sandwiches and why. But that's some scary stuff. You know, me being in the medical field and, you know, knowing that, you know, some of my colleagues have been shot in my city alone. Some died, some survived. We are distrustful, unfortunately. But mind you, we're also still a hungry bunch. So if it's a patient who we know, you know, and who brings us food, you know, and, you know, who, you know, isn't having issues with the billing department and, you know, not trying to get out of paying a bill or mad about a bill or mad that we didn't give them the Lord tab that we wanted, we'll usually eat their food. I mean, it's food for crying out loud, okay? Even if we think we're going to deal with some salmonella, we're hungry right then and there. And some home-cooked fudge and home-cooked cookies, sometimes there's worth the risk. But for the most part, we are extremely careful about people giving us food or dropping things off because you just don't know. And it's a shame that we live in a society like that. And this is an example. Somebody dropping off sandwiches. You know, you would think sandwiches would be a little safer. Although, yeah, you do worry about the refrigeration issue and the mayo and the, you know, possible salmonella poisoning from something like that. But if somebody went through the effort of making sandwiches, you would think that it would be, you know, little grandma, you know, making the sandwiches for you. You don't think that there would be, you know, some terrorist type looking figure sitting there making a bunch of ham and cheese sandwiches, you know, or bologna. Usually terrorists don't really deal with bologna. Right? That's just not something you would see. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, scientists are pretty proud of this one. They've created nanosuits that allow bugs to survive in a vacuum. Okay? Now, I know what you're all thinking. The whole purpose of vacuuming is to vacuum up the damn bugs. But anyway, scientists at the Hamamatsu University School of Medicine in Japan have come up with a special kind of spacesuit that can help keep insects alive in a vacuum. Unlike the gear astronauts wear, the nanosuit, as scientists are calling it, is more than 1,000 times thinner than human hair. And it's used made using electrons. So what they did is they tried out the technique on Drosophila larvae, which is known as the fruit fly. We always do stuff, you know, with fruit flies because I don't think PETA gives us a hard time with it. And they're coated in a thin film composed of extracellular substances. When scientists bombarded the larvae with electrons, they found that these extracellular substances fused together to make a barrier that was between 50 and 100 nanometers thick. Who dropped the ruler? Someone find the ruler. The barrier acted as a protection, holding in moisture and gases while still allowing the larvae to move around. That's kind of difficult. I always wondered, you know, if we ever had to, you know, live in, you know, a vacuum type, you know, setting and you go out into, you know, space and you emit your own gas, you know, what happens? You can't, you know, air out. So they probably need to warn you. Anyway, while specimens were not protected by the polymer barrier, it quickly shriveled up and died. The larvae coated in the nanosuits survived up to 60 minutes in the vacuum. Well, they were then taken out of the vacuum and still proceeded to develop normally. I guess fruit flies go through puberty as well. So the scientists were able to get the technique to work on other kinds of insect larvae. Exactly my next question. Thank you for answering that. And scientists have coated them with something called tween 20. It's a non-toxic plasma that can be found in a number of products like detergents and candy before they expose them to an electron stream. And they think what they'll be able to do is use this to help living organisms, I guess, go out into space, be sucked up into vacuums, I don't know, nanosuits. You know, we got the spring clothing line and clothing collection. You're always looking for people to come up with something new. Now, Iceland, this is cool. Iceland apparently does not have a large population, okay? But many of, they say, their citizens, okay, may unfortunately be at risk of accidentally hooking up with a cousin, all right? So from what I understand, there is an app now. An antivirus software developer named Fjork Skulson developed an online database called the Book of Icelanders to help people trace their genetic heritage online. And now three app developers took the database and made it an explicitly anti-incest feature on their Book of Icelanders app. So the app, so the three men, I'm not very good at speaking Icelandish, here we go, Arnar Freyr, I don't even know what that letter is, Abalstingsson, Hakon Prouster Bjornsson, and Alexander Anas Helgason, who worked together at the development group called Sad Engineer Studios. Why would they be sad? Anyway, they asked the, they explained that the app goes beyond a basic search function. We added a birthday calendar to make sure you don't forget your relative's birthday. The app even reminds you about the date. All right, but the other big feature was the bump. The feature enables users of the app to bump two phones together to instantly see how they are related. The incest prevention, they say, is a fun feature that the user can enable through the options menu, which will notify him with both text and sound if the one he bumps is somebody that is too related to him. They say, we aren't sure if other countries, they have such interwoven bloodlines like we do, but we're pretty sure the Icelandic genealogy database is unique in its completeness. So I could definitely see this being very useful in some of our towns, whether it be big city or small town. You take the phone, you do the bump. If it says don't sleep with them, you're good. I mean, would that stop you? If you guys are about to have sex and somebody says, no, let's make sure we're not related, and then you guys do the bump, I mean, would that really stop you? At what point would you say no? Third cousin? Fourth cousin? Fifth cousin, a in-law, right? I mean, or a cousin that had married somebody, the cousin left, and the person they married that they divorced. You know, that's not technically incest, but what would be your stopping point? What would be your limit? That's interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. A Georgia detective allegedly has pulled a gun when he was in a McDonald's drive-thru. Now, I know people can tick you off a lot, but really, pulling a gun? Forsyth County Sheriff Spokesman Courtney Springs Wednesday has been charged. Oops. Says, I'm sorry. Sergeant Scott Biumi has been charged with aggravated assaults after authorities said he pointed a gun at a man during an argument on April 9th. They have footage from inside the restaurant. McDonald's is called restaurant, right? Shows a 48-year-old sergeant step between the man's car and the driver's window. He pointed the weapon into the car as he leaned into the driver's side window. Huh. I don't know. I think somebody might have put onions on his Big Mac. I got to tell you, that's a big mistake. Can't be doing that. $22,000 bond right now he's held on. 1-877-DOCDALI. Hospital's making mistakes. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app. So if you ever can't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show live, you can listen in on our app. If ever we are not live and you need to call in with a medical question, the answer lines are always open at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and we will play your call or question at the next live hour. Please let us know when you listen and where, so we can make sure that when we do answer your question on air, we do it when we know you'll be listening. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com on our website. And when you do go to the website, please sign in. Would love to hear where you listen from and what you think of the show. Please, though, keep it clean. Keep it clean. Now, not so clean. I guess a woman faces life in prison for allegedly severing her husband's penis. Remember this case in Orange County where she threw it in the garbage disposal? Yeah, that was her. Catherine Q., 50 years old, faces felony charges of torture and aggravated mayhem with a sentencing enhancement for the personal use of a knife, court records show. Apparently, she was arrested the night of July 11, 2011, after she and her 6-year-old husband, whose name has not been released, apparently argued about the possibility of a friend staying at their home. She then prepared an Ambien-laced dinner, prompted the man to become drowsy and go to bed. As he slept, she allegedly tied his legs and arms to the bed with a rope. When he awoke, prosecutors said she pulled down his pants, grabbed his penis, and cut it with a knife. During opening statements, her attorney said his client, said his client grew up in war-torn Vietnam and suffered from mental problems. Prosecutors said she was motivated by jealousy. After she severed the penis, she went to the kitchen and threw it into the garbage disposal and turned the garbage disposal on, mutilating the organ. Then the cat jumped into the sink and decided to... No, I'm joking. Okay. Q then called 911 and said her husband was bleeding. The man then spoke to the dispatcher and said his wife had cut off his penis. Garden Grove police arrived. Man was rushed to UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange. And then he went through emergency surgery to reattach a severed organ. But unfortunately, it was unsuccessful. When the wife was arrested, she told officers that he had deserved it. So if she is convicted, she will be sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. So, men, if you think your wife is at risk of doing that to you, my suggestion is move out, okay? If not, come up with some sort of an apparatus where she can't go into your pants and sever off a penis. It's scary to think that your spouse could even drug you with the Ambien. I don't know if any of you have taken Ambien. But even a few specks of that could just knock somebody out, put them to sleep. Now, you're supposed to be able to be easily awoken by it, okay? I mean, it doesn't knock you out for hours on end. I mean, you should be able to wake up pretty quickly from that. But it's, the sucker works. And my only concern is, did she use one pill? Did she use, multiple pills? But it sounds like he woke up in the middle of it. That's some crazy stuff. Whew, know who you're married to, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fox News is reporting that hospitals profit from surgical mistakes, according to this one study. All right. The findings do not mean that any hospital out there is saying, look, we're going to make more money if we have more complications. But they found that a hospital system in the southern U.S. ended up profiting more per patient. Okay, and this was technically referred to as a contribution margin when its patients had one or more complications after surgery. Now, depending on the procedure, they say between 3 and 17% of procedures will involve complications, which on average add about $11,500 to the cost per patient. Now, previous research had suggested that complications actually hurt hospitals' bottom lines, but basically hospitals do get paid per treatment. And then if another surgery gets done, or for example, you have to go on a ventilator, if the hip replacement ends up causing you to have some sort of respiratory distress, et cetera, they do get paid for that. And you actually want the hospital to get paid, okay? I mean, I hope people aren't going to take this, a certain way and go, well, if there's a complication, the hospital shouldn't get paid. Medicare is already taking that stance. Remember we talked about a couple years ago where if you have a complication from a surgery or if you have an accident or if you pick up an infection while being in the hospital, Medicare won't pay for that. And so the hospital is going to have to pay for it themselves. And at first, many of you were like, well, yeah, that makes sense. It's the hospital's fault. But a lot of times, it's not the hospital's fault. And if you have the hospital now at financial risk because you unfortunately do develop pneumonia, I mean, remember, we're not God, okay? We're man. And, if your body, ends up being susceptible to getting an infection, and people could say, well, then the hospital should have been cleaner. A hospital isn't sterile, people, okay? I mean, it's not sterile. It's not a sterile environment. There's windows, there's shoes walking in and out, etc. You can only keep a hospital so clean. And if you end up undergoing an infection, all right, and the hospital now has to pay for it, Are you going to be getting top-notch treatment? All right, with already a financially strapped hospital, you know, Medicare had said that if you, let's say, have surgery and you get up to go to the bathroom and you fall and you break a hip, they won't pay for that fall and that broken hip. So then my next question is, who's going to be treating you for the broken hip? All right, I mean, if it has to come out of the hospital's dime or come out of yours, all right, you know, that to me, that puts, I think, the patients in a very perilous position. Now, according to this study, they say researchers reviewed how much money 12 hospitals located in the southern United States spent and received after caring for over 34,000 surgical patients in 2010. In total, 1,800 patients experienced one or more complications after surgery, ranging from infections at the surgical sites to strokes and cardiac arrests. Okay, now listen to this, okay? If a lot of these are, number one, okay, infections at the surgical site. Well, if the surgeon is doing everything sterilely, okay, and you see how things are done in the hospital, and we've talked about it, how everything is sterile, and, you know, everybody is scrubbed in, and their hair is completely up in you know, one of those little shower cap, you know, bouffant, you know, hair holders. You have your mask, you have your facial mask, facial shield, betadine is being used, and everything is, you know, clean, all right? You know, whenever there is a surgical site infection, you can't just always blame it on the doctor. Bacteria seed, bacteria travel. You have bacteria in your body. All right? It happens. Then stroke. Is it the doctor's fault you got a stroke? Was it a medication during the anesthesia that could have raised your blood pressure? Or were you prone to having a stroke? And should your pre-op have done certain blood work to see if maybe you hypercoagulate? All right, well, one thing we've noticed is Medicare isn't paying for pre-op chest x-rays that I've noticed with some of my patients. I don't know if they're going to pay for a pre-op coagulation status. All right, and then cardiac arrest, the stress of having the surgery. The stress of having the surgery might put you at risk for a cardiac arrest or stroke. So how is that the hospital's fault? Researchers found the hospital saw a profit per patient when patients were either privately insured or on Medicare. All right, on average, hospitals end up with about $17,000 of profit for privately insured patients who did not have a complication after surgery. That compared to $56,000 in profit for privately insured patients. Now, that is a lot of dough. Among Medicare patients, the hospital profited about $1,900 when there was no complications, compared to about $3,600 in profit when Medicare patients had one or more complications. In contrast, the hospitals lost money when their surgeons operated on patients who paid for their own surgery or who were on Medicaid. These people only made up, though, 1 in 10 of the hospital patients. Hospitals ended up with about $8,000 for every complication. So as we try to fix our healthcare woes and try to save money, hospital complications should be addressed. But I want you guys to take this study with a grain of salt, because I don't want the hospitals being looked at as them being the culprits and them doing this purposely. Don't go away, guys. Up more news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. And come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Our website is drdahlia.com. We get tons of emails. I try to read them all. I try to read them all either on air or I answer them back. Some of them, if they don't seem to kind of fit in with what we're talking about on the show, usually I give you guys an answer back within the next couple days. So I apologize if I've missed it. any of you, but I think we are at 100% completion. I think we have executed our email return response. It's usually me. You get the answer from me. So I think we've done a pretty good job. Remember, you can always listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show if we're not live on the iPhone app and the Android app that are free. Just look up Dr. Dahlia Show, download it, and you can listen to any of our hours. I want to kind of go into another story, but this email came through and it's kind of important, so I want to talk about it really quickly. Mariah writes, "Doctor, I've been a performer on the Strip for years." She's talking Las Vegas Strip. "Showgirl, dancer, singer, but now I'm 42 and I just got let go. The odds of me getting new employment at my age is slim. I feel the depression set in, not sure how to stop it." Now, this is an email very similar to many of the emails we were receiving a few years ago. You got laid off and the depression is starting to set in, okay? And immediately, whenever you as a buddy or as a sister or brother or as a friend, you know, feel the depression, you know, is setting in, you immediately want to jump in and help your friend and you want to stop the depression, okay? You want to just stop and you want to, you know, jump in and you know, not even let them get to the point where they're depressed. And yeah, that's a way to go. I mean, that's a way to go when somebody lost their job and they're about to get depressed and jump in. But then on the flip side, some of us in the medical community think maybe you really should have a pity party. Maybe you need to go through the grieving process. You know, I learned very early on that when somebody had a death in the family, don't just try to jump in and cheer them up. Let them grieve. Take that momentum. Let them, you know, clean out their emotions. Let them, you know, do that. And sometimes I think, you know how we say, you know, surgeons need to cut to heal, right? You know, sometimes if you think somebody's fallen into a depression, sometimes you need to, you know, allow them to have a pity party. Now, you don't want them to, you want to be there with them, okay? I mean, you don't want them to kind of sink into a hole and not get out. But you don't want to stop them from letting them have a pity party. So if somebody goes, you know, man, I lost my job, and, you know, I'm at the point where I'm older, I don't think I'm going to get the same type of job, rather than saying, oh, quit being a wuss, we're going out, let's get your mind off things, maybe sit down with them and go, you know, this really does suck. You know, I mean, you really think it's over? You really say, well, no, I mean, I don't think it's over. No, I mean, you know, you said you're old. I mean, that's what I do with some of my friends. What I do is I make the situation look worse than it is, just to show them that it isn't that bad. You know, I'm like, no, you know what? You're in your 40s. I think it really does, you know, start to end here. And I don't, you know, what do you think you want to do? You want to start going on medicines? Well, no, I don't want to start going to medicines. You want to drink? No, I don't want to drink. It's just I'm. So sometimes what I do is I got to be careful because I don't want my friends to think that I'm kind of patronizing them, you know. But all joking aside, sometimes let the pity party happen. You know, sometimes when somebody is going through something like this, what sometimes feels good is rather than saying, you know what, let's get your mind off of it, let's go, you know, have a drink or go find some babes or I don't know, get laid, whatever you guys, you know, say to each other. Sometimes what I think is a good response to that is, you know what, we need to, you know, you don't want to say feel sorry for yourselves, but I say, you know, let's just kind of, you know, go to a corner and just, you know, hash this out and, you know, brood over it for a little bit. And, you know, getting them out and talking it through can actually help. Now, mind you, practicing in Las Vegas, we have a lot of people who were showgirls, who were dancers, who were entertainers, strippers, actors, singers, dancers, and there does get to be a shelf life on you with an age. And, you know, the reason why I'm bringing up this email is it does tie into what we're talking about with fame. We were talking about in the previous segment how people who have reached a certain amount of fame can then have a shortened lifespan, right? Yeah, who knows, either because of the stress or because of the drugs or because of accidents or just coincidentally they do. I think a lot of us, when we fall into depression, whether it's because of fame or not, it's because of expectations that we have. And when we don't meet our expectations, it hits us like a ton of bricks. or we feel like we're run over by a truck. So, for example, when I went into radio, I didn't go into radio thinking I would be the next Sean Hannity. Okay, you know, we were kind of working on a TV show. I'm not expecting to be the next Pawn Stars or the next Duck Dynasty. When you go into something with those high hopes, you are going to get disappointed. You are going to get depressed. Now, mind you, though, you still don't need to be goal-oriented. I was always goal-oriented. Ever since I was little, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a movie star. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be a dancer. And I wasn't going to quit until I achieved what I wanted to. All right. So, yeah, you need the drive, but you also have to be realistic. You know, when I wanted to be Miss America when I was little, my sister really, you know, helped me plant my feet firmly on my ground by saying, you'll never be Miss America because you're too ugly. Now, that was my sister, you know, for you or whatever. But, you know, it was a dose of reality. All right, fine. I'm not going to be Miss America. Fine. I got depressed a little bit with that. But then you move on. All right. You know, for those of you losing a job, or in this particular case, you know, she being a dancer and an entertainer on the Las Vegas Strip, you know, one question I would have for her, if I was talking to her straight and I was her doctor, I would say, look, what, when you were in your 20s and you entered this profession, which, by the way, was a phenomenal profession, and I want you to look at what you've done as, you know, pretty historical. You know, you helped make Vegas what it was. Every person on that strip is so integral, and think about all the, you know, entertainment they've given and you know, all the smiles they've made, you know, for people. I'm not talking about the strippers, but, you know, everybody else. But, you know, when you were in your 20s, what did the people in their 40s tell you? What were you prepared for when you were going to hit middle age? All right. And some of them go, I knew it would all end. I just didn't think it was going to end now. Okay. Well, did you have kind of like a plan B? All right. Did you have a plan B? Did you think maybe I was going to teach future dancers, or I was maybe going to go into design or go into choreography? Did you have any of those plans at the time? Well, no, I didn't. Do you think you want to start making some of those plans now? It's never too late. You know, I mean, you know, just because you can't get hired again as a, you know, as a showgirl, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you're completely done in that industry, you know. But the problem is a lot of us, you know, we make a lot of money doing what we're doing, and there's no reason to stop and plan. You know, when I was waiting tables, I was making some pretty damn good tips, and one of the hosts who was, or one of the other waiters who was 40 years old at the time, he had just turned 40. He goes, Dahlia, look at me. Do I look old? And I'm like, yeah, you do. I mean, he was 40, for crying out loud. He goes, you're going to be my age one day, and you're not going to be making those tips that you're making. Okay, you're not going to be cute like you used to, so make sure you have, you know, plan B, plan C. Well, my plan was hoping to, you know, get into medical school, and if that didn't work, you know, teach or sing or act or something. But, you know, when you're trying to avoid becoming a person that then deals with depression, you know, it's the expectations that you sometimes need to reevaluate. And if you thought that you at this point in time would be famous, okay, and would be in movies with Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, no, of course, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Or if you thought you would be CEO of the company at this time, no, you're setting yourself up for disaster. So for those of you that, yeah, you have some goals and you have dreams, always, always shoot for those dreams. But also have realistic goals. Otherwise, you will be dealing with depression. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about this poison sandwich issue. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.